Teen girls beat up knife-wielding porn addict attacker who tried to drag them into the woods in Connecticut. By Catherine Hamilton on July 17, 2026. Two teenage girls pelted a deranged pervert with rocks after he attacked them and threatened to rape them at a Connecticut state park, authorities said. Darius Moreno, 23, allegedly tried to drag the two girls into the woods at knife point Monday in Kettletown State Park in Southbury and threatened to sexually assault them. According to the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection's Environmental Conservation Police, Moreno allegedly approached the young girls with his weapon and told them he was going to expletive them and rob them, Waterbury State's attorney Maureen Platt said during Moreno's arraignment on Tuesday. The New York Post reported, citing local news reports. He then tried to drag the teens into the woods by their hair and threw one of them to the ground and pressed her head into the dirt in an attempt to suffocate her, prosecutors alleged. Platt alleged that Moreno then tried to place the other girl in a chokehold. It's a horrific scene. The girls are terrified, Platt said at the arraignment, per local news reports. But the teens fought back and were able to escape. One of the girls was able to get free of his grasp and found a large rock to throw at his head, according to the report. The teen continued lobbing rocks at him until he let go of her friend and they were both able to run to safety, Platt said. Prosecutors said Moreno allegedly told the officers who arrested him that he was sorry, and he confessed to watching aggressive porn. Moreno, who is from out of state and was living out of his car, said the assault was a sexual fantasy for him, prosecutors further alleged. In a photo from Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, Moreno is wearing glasses and a big bandage around his head, which is most likely from being pelted with rocks. He is facing several charges, including robbery, interfering with an emergency call, assault, strangulation, unlawful restraint, disorderly conduct, carrying a dangerous weapon, and criminal attempt at sexual assault. He was being held on a $250,000 bond.